Welcome to the Shared Desk, episode 44. I like to mix it up a little.
I'm still trying to get used to this setup.
I can see you.
I know. It's strange, bizarre.
Make eye contact with you.
It works so very well. Hey, everybody. It's a brand... Well, I know. It's episode 44 of The Shared Desk. And as you know, I'm T. Morris.
First thing I got to do is see a guy about a book. There must be some spell I can say to undo all this. The other first thing I got to do is some cardio, because my heart is jackhammering like a quarterback on prom night.
Welcome back, Ash.
Oh, man. I can't wait to see that. Now, across from me...
Pip Ballantyne.
I'm not a grief counselor, but if it's any consolation, you're kind of like a young me. Dead ice ruined your life and you're hot as hell.
Why, thank you, Ash. Thank you.
I thought it was only appropriate that we kick off the brand new Shared Desk with this brand new clips of the evil of Ash versus the Evil Dead.
When's that coming?
Halloween.
Of course
Halloween.
It is. Halloween. So roll on fall.
Stars. That's stars with a Z. Stars. You know.
And it's got also a little kiwi in it.
It's got a
strapping kiwi.
Lucy Lawless, yes, Lucy
There's
Lawless.
There's no law that can contain her.
No, there isn't.
So we're good, right?
That's exactly what I would say if she shows up at the door and I go, honey.
We're good.
It's the Lawless rule. You know, for me, it's Lawless. For her, it's Elba. So we're good.
What happens if they both show up? It's a party.
It's a party. It's a possible party.
Don't be defeatist, Dad. It's very middle class.
I'm not being.
It could happen. Okay.
So let's talk about what we've been doing.
Well, what have we been doing lately? Well, we've been working, and we're going to talk about working. We're going to be talking about. I don't know if we've really talked about the importance of a space. But
The
writing space. Now, see, here's where I really should have that terrific clip from Creature Comforts, the Aardman Creature Comforts. In Brazil, you have space. And because now we have a space, we're going to talk about that. So what happened was that coming up on the three weeks
ago. Yeah, we're sort of at the halfway point.
Closing in on the halfway point. Sonic Boom took off for camp. And...
You should have the Lucy Lawless.
Yeah, you're right.
You should have that for her.
See, now you're coming up with ideas for everything. I can't
believe I'm coming up with ideas for drop-ins.
I can't win.
You shall not pass.
Indeed.
Well, that was what she said when that's what she said when we said, "Hey, we can always take you home early," No, that was...
So she's off for 6 weeks in the Shenandoah Valley, riding horses, shooting bows and arrows, getting up to all sorts of girl shenanigans.
That is what happens when you get straight A's.
Yes.
Welcome to level 7.
Level 7.
Sorry, that corner was really dark and I couldn't help myself.
Yeah.
I think there's a bulb out.
Probably. Well, she didn't say that.
No, she didn't, but I'm sure they're...
So she's gone off and we have dived deep into the DIY.
Divin, whatever you want. Yeah,
we
writers.
We have dived and we will continue to dive.
We have indulged in some serious DIY.
Yeah, we're going. Yeah.
So the DIY, you've probably kept up with this on Facebook over at, you know, T. Morris and over at PJ Ballantyne or Philippa Ballantyne. On Facebook and Twitter, we basically we're also doing some Instagramming. Am I keeping you up, Ballantyne?
I'm just looking at you is just putting me to sleep.
Stay on target. Stay on target.
So we're doing a lot of DIY around the house. You can keep up with it on Instagram.
We're painting stuff.
The T Monster, and you're Philippa Jane on Instagram.
PJ Ballantyne.
PJ Ballantyne.
I like to mix it up, as I said.
We'll talk about that another time. Anyway, we're in the process now of flipping two rooms. Boom has inherited the old guest room. Which is a little bigger. And we are redesigning and redecorating.
We're going to steampunk the new guest room up.
We're going to steampunk.
We're painting it. We're putting new fans in it. It's going to be awesome for those people.
Do a little bronze action on the feature wall. Bring in some...
Got a new set of drawers. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, this was all Pip's idea.
She reads too many novels.
No, but, I read too many Pinterests.
There you go. And we're all set.
So it'll be nice for when Katie, our
intern of awesome,
comes back. She'll have a nice new freshly painted room.
Yeah.
So Sonic Boom's got her room painted. We're going to paint the guest room to this weekend.
And then we're going to slowly start putting stuff back.
Then we can start separating, because everything's all over the place. Yeah. And then we're going to start separating things out a little bit more.
Things look worse. Things looked a lot worse when we started. But now things are kind of settling down. Even the cats were like, this will not, well, Viola was, this will not stand.
Everything's all over the place.
Stand. And
yes,
she was very
upset. The first thing we actually did when Sonic Boom went away was we came down here to the office,
and
which is in the basement.
We attacked this office pretty hard.
Yeah, we killed the other desk.
Yeah, we did.
We tried to unscrew it, but look, it was just a hammer job. You just had to bash the heck out of it.
You went all Thor on it.
It came down pretty quick, actually.
Yes, it did.
Me with swinging a hammer at it.
With you,
I felt
Mjolnir.
Like Thor.
Yeah, I know. You and Mjolnir. It was all on.
So we cleared that off.
And now we actually have a proper shared desk.
We're facing each other.
We're facing each other right now. We had faced each other before, but you and we have video of the process of putting together the desks and all this stuff. And one of the things that you'll notice in the video that's coming soon, I'm not sure when, but it is coming soon, is this it was an executive desk that I had.
It was an L shape.
And it was an L shape. But the problem was that on the longer part of the desk, there was place for me to put my legs under, but your legs were pressed up against it.
It wasn't really designed for two people.
Yeah, yeah. And
so it was a sort of shared desk.
It was a sort of a shared desk. It was a very inconvenient
desk. But now,
shared
look,
desk.
I'm over here. I've got my own drawers.
Yeah. I mean, you have your own.
Don't freak out, Kat. That's me opening a drawer.
It's a partner's desk.
I've got a cupboard.
It is two small desks.
I got a cupboard.
Yes, I know. it's two small desks that make actually a partner's desk, a proper partner's desk, and that's actually the topic we want to discuss. We want to talk about workspaces as I move the mic stand.
We did quite a good job of attaching the boom mic back on there again. So
this was a what? Not even counting putting up the new boom, or not the new boom, the replacing the old boom and putting it in the new desk. I would say this whole process was what a day long process.
It was a day, yeah.
Just setting it up.
Yeah, we did again. I mean, I feel like after writing four books together, that we were ready to make.
We were ready to do it after the second book. What are you talking about?
Put together kit set furniture together.
Yeah.
Because that's a whole other thing.
That's a test. That is a test of relationship.
And we did have a moment where we'd put together one side of the drawers, and I looked across to you and I said, that's upside down.
and we got
through that.
Your brain was trying to process. Okay, how do I tell him? How do I tell him?
Can I leave it like that?
No, we can't leave it like that. T?
It's upside down.
It's upside down.
Nobody's drinking, nobody's gambling, nobody's chasing tail. I have to deal with that.
Is that what you said?
That was what I was thinking, anyway.
Yeah.
Look, Swearegen isn't going to handle an upside down bar. I am not going to handle an upside down shared desk, and we had earned this shared desk.
Yeah, we worked hard at it. So we got it put together relative, apart from the upside down.
Well, the second one flew by.
Yeah,
which is why the second one was upside down, because we got cocky.
We got cocky. We're like, yeah, we're flying. Oh.
Yeah, whoa, whoopsie.
Oh, hold on.
Whoopsie.
Hold on. But I dare say, in those last 3 weeks, we've put together more kit set furniture than
And we discovered that there's an entire market for people doing this on Amazon.
Yeah.
We need to put ourselves out there. Well, this is the problem with us putting ourselves out there saying, we'll come over to your house and we'll put together kit furniture. Problem with that is we're working for somebody else, and man, they'd be like, well, you scratched my floor. You scratched this surface. You got to make it right.
Yeah.
Derp, 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 derp.
Well, you know, I mean, I think on Amazon it was $100 at the least for someone to come and put together a desk.
I know.
So we saved
ourselves $200 worth of work there.
Yeah, and we didn't even cut ourselves up too much.
No, it was actually. Although I will say, man, I got my arm workout that weekend.
You got the screwdriver action going on.
Tell me about it.
I think the only thing at the end of the shared desk at the moment, we've currently got plastic drawers. I want to get a long cube cubby to go along there a little bit further.
We can put the mixer board on top of
that. That will give you room to put the mixer board off your desk, which will give you some more room.
You mean give me more room? Give Benedict and Bast more room.
Yes. I mean, honestly, we have plenty of room as humans to use these desks. But then there's a cat each that's got to get in there as well.
The cats have been a stitch. Because now, instead of the two of them facing each other, now they're looking across at each other. And it's like, this is my side. This is your side. My side, your side. My side, your side. My side, your side.
Yes, or then Sebastian's coming and shoving himself in on your lap.
Yeah. Hi, fodder.
He's like stepping on Benedict to get to you.
He really is. He really is. And but no, the new space is barely a week old. So I was going to ask
you. It's not even a week old.
No, actually
we put it together on Saturday. No, it's 2 weeks old.
It's about 2 weeks old. You're right. 2 weeks old. Because the first week that Boom was gone.
That's what we cracked into it straight away.
We just
learned from previous camp experiences where you're like, oh, she's gone for so long, blah, 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 blah. No, get started on that immediately.
Well, there's also coming events and things like that, so we just had to really jump on it.
Yeah.
Now, so after 2 weeks, I'm just going to put you on the spot then. After 2 weeks, what do you think?
Feel like I'm the cat. I'm getting adjusted to it. Because I'm used to just sort of perching on a corner, you know. Now I have a whole desk to myself. I have drawers with stuff in them. My stuff.
Your stuff.
I've got some rubber bands and stuff in there.
Don't even think about it.
So
don't even think about getting a little rubber band gun and taking shots.
Can I show you how to do a rubber band gun with just your hand?
But first, I must deal with treason within the ranks. The two renegades who voted against the bill. I have zero tolerance for betrayal, which they will soon indelibly learn.
Zero tolerance, okay? Zero tolerance. Don't you dare do it. This is audio. This is not good audio that you're doing right now.
But I did learn the rubber band. Oh, you got to get the right long. I haven't got the right rubber band. You shall live again.
Dang, okay. That's making Benedict really nervous.
I'm sorry. It's
making me really nervous, too.
You feel like you're more creative with this? I mean, you had the desk before. How is this more creative for you?
The way it works for me is that you're here, so that when we're working on projects together, and let's be honest, with the exception of Wolf in the Fold, but even when we're working on stuff independently, we're constantly asking each other opinions and things like that. And the problem that I always had with the previous shared desk, when we came down to record the show, we could record the show just fine. It was a short time period, and you know, you could handle sitting side saddle, as it were, and but you couldn't work that way. And whenever we wanted to work together, it was either stay upstairs or stay out in the other room with the laptop, which we were near televisions, which is distracting.
Yeah.
And then there was and so there's that, but now We've got access to our library here. We've got access to each other. And I feel like in the past week, I have been able to crank out more words than I have in the past couple of months. Even with the working with the deadlines, which was another reason why we had the delay. We had our deadline for the social media book, which is going to be Social Media for Writers, coming out in December.
First of December.
And we're working on some independent products. We're working on some new projects. We've got let's save that
save that to the end. That makes them stay to the end.
Yeah, that's true. But we can say that we're working on book five.
Yes, we can.
We're just calling it the India Adventure, and we've managed to crank out quite a few words on it already, just in the first week of really taking advantage.
Yeah, I think this weekend we're probably going to spend some time doing some more writing as well.
But the thing is that you are now actively coming down here.
Yes,
it was hard to write and collaborate with you if I'm not in the same room with you. It was like being the early days when you
just
were in New Zealand and I was here and we were going back and forth.
That's negating the point of being here.
Exactly. Yes. I would agree with that.
I also feel like because when I was thinking about who got the idea to change the desk.
We've been talking about it for a while. Because what sparked it was this is going back in time for a bit. So we were at an antique place, like a giant antique emporium in Stanton, Virginia. And we actually saw a proper
like a partner's,
desk, like a proper partner's desk. It was
I think
old.
Lawyers
it was
used
weathered.
To use them.
Yeah. It was old. It was weathered.
It was huge.
It was gigantic.
We would not be able to fit that through the door.
It would have weighed a ton. And there was. It looked like there was no way to take it apart. And it was $1,100. And we were like, yeah, you know, we really, and we've been going back and forth about talking about getting a proper partner's desk or seeing if they even built, you know, was there kit furniture that was proper partner's desks. We then came to discover that very few people do partner's desks anymore.
Yeah.
They're still out there, but they're like custom built and they, you know, they're.
Well, what I looked at when I was looking on Pinterest at various office ideas, like shared offices, a lot of people either sit side by side.
Yeah.
Or back to back.
Back to back?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I did briefly consider doing the side to side thing, like having an L against the wall.
And that's what we're talking about with workspaces. Nick and Stacia have a great setup. Nick and Stacia Kelly, they've been on the show in the past. You can go ahead and check them out. You know, just look up Nick Kelly author or Stacia
D. Kelly.
Stacia D. Kelly, PhD.
We'll have links.
Yeah, we'll have links. But they have not really a side-to-side sort of thing, but they have like two L-shaped desks that they press together in a catty corner way where they're facing each other but at the sides. Remember?
So they're on a diagonal.
They're on a diagonal, and it looks pretty slick.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to fit that in this room.
No,
I don't
not
think
in this
so.
Room.
And with all the bookcases and stuff that we've got in here.
But what I've noticed is that we have a lot more room. And not only are we being joined by Benedict and by Sebastian, but Viola is now suddenly deciding she wants to come in here.
She's happier that there's a bit more room. There's a bit more room to get around.
If we ever have guests in the future, we have plenty of room for them here.
Much more room.
Yeah.
We've got all the bookcases together, which is nice.
Yeah.
I put in an extra, like a corner bookcase there so we could make good use of a corner. Corners are always a little hard to use, so I think that's quite a good use of them.
But I do feel like that I have felt more productive.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm just codependent that way. I like having you around and...
Don't tell everybody. Oh, you just did.
Well, yeah. How can I resist this? How can I resist this?
You can't. That's
exactly,
the whole point.
That's the whole point.
So,
but I do feel like that I have been more productive. I have been... I've been more focused on getting work done, and I feel like you have too. Because when I say let's head downstairs, it's not to have you sit in a separate room and have me sitting in here, or have you precariously balancing your laptop on here. You come in here
I've
with
got
me,
room.
And we've got
drawers.
Room.
And did I mention I've got drawers?
You've got drawers. Yes,
I like my
yes,
drawers.
Yes, you've got drawers.
Stay on target. Stay on target.
The point is that we're getting work done.
Yes.
We're getting work done, and I'm beginning to remember now what it is about that workspace that's so important. We come in here and we have a unified purpose.
Yes.
You know, and it's just,
we are going to write now.
We're going to write now, and you even have a nice little setup here where I've got it set up where you have a second monitor as well.
Yes, so I can plug my laptop.
You're still
into
getting
that.
Used to that workspace, aren't
yes.
you?
Yes, I'm still going to get used.
What
to
are the
that.
Challenges of that, by the way?
I don't want to put Twitter on there because then that distracts me.
Well, yeah.
If we were writing
the social media book, you would want it there.
Yes, I think. It'll be good for writing the ministry books because you can have your research, you know, your, yes, indeed, Benedict. You can have your research on your, one of your side monitor and then be writing.
That's what I remember.
You gave up one of your monitors. You used to have three monitors.
Well,
you got two.
And it worked out great because I would have Twitter and TweetDeck running and I came up with a three monitor system, I believe, when I was writing all of Twitter. I had TweetDeck running in one monitor. I had Microsoft Word in the center monitor, and in the other monitor, I had at that time Firefox. So I was doing research in one. I was watching Twitter in real time for anything that I could talk about in the book, and then of course I was writing the book, and I was able to manage it pretty well. And then when I started not using TweetDeck as much, and I was getting involved in writing with you. The third monitor kind of felt it became my jukebox. And, you know, that was where I would put the visualizer on for iTunes. And it's like, yeah, you know, I don't need that third
one. So you gave it to me.
I gave it to you, my darling.
Thank you.
Because I had to.
Indeed you did.
That's what happened.
Give me your third monitor.
Yeah. That's the whole point about the Dark Goddess. I give her shit. So, you know, but as far as the workspace itself goes, I mean, I feel
comfy over there?
I do. Now, there is a difference in that I now have my back to the door, so I'm feeling that sort of weird.
You got your back to the
Buffalo
wall,
Bill.
Right?
Buffalo Bill.
Don't worry.
No. Wild Bill Cody.
It was Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, Buffalo Bill Cody. Right. Buffalo Bill.
Just don't get that hand. What was the hand of poker he got? The dead hand. It's called the dead hand, right?
Dead man's hand, which I believe was a full house.
just don't play poker then.
Yeah, right. Just don't play poker.
You're not allowed to play poker in here. It's
no,
a new
that's
rule.
Fine. That's fine. I can do that. But everyone has different. We were talking. Someone mentioned that we should take the Chuck Wendig route and try to get a shed. Didn't Jenna Oliver also get
a
shed?
Yes, Jenna Oliver also has a shed. But our HOA won't let us they won't even let us have a shed for our tools, let alone for us to run and hide into.
Exactly. But see, I didn't like the idea of a shed.
But we're in a basement here. This is great for tornadoes and the apocalypse.
Yeah. Well, no. We've decided that if the zombie apocalypse happens, we're heading up to. I believe I said we were either going to try to get to New Zealand, mm-hmm. or we were going to head out to the summer camp where Boom is because
she can protect us out there.
Yeah, she can protect us out there. She hates bugs when she's here, but man, out there she's. She looked like she had been in like SHIELD training or something, you know. SHIELD
Maybe it is.
Maybe it's that camp that we saw in Peggy in Agent Carter. Who knows? But I think if you have the property, it's nice to have that shed. And I know that Chuck's shed could probably double as a bachelor pad. You know, I have a theory that it's a lot like Tony Stark's plane. He's got like a stripper pole that comes up from the bottom, and he probably
didn't
has
look
some,
that big. I don't think.
But you see, and that was that.
You just want Chuck to have a stripper pole on his.
Yeah, I kind of do.
We can put one in here.
I'm sure we.
If you want to work it,
you had to go there, didn't you? Had to just go there, didn't you?
Answer. Well, I mean, I think it's important that you have a good space to write in, so you know.
But I think that even the shed, the writing shed, wouldn't have worked for us because I have a feeling the two of us in that sheddish space might not have been enough shed.
Could have been on the ID Discovery Channel, is what
you're
saying.
Yeah, I would have been buried underneath the shed in that respect. So,
so we're happy with our new writing space.
Nah, we love it. We love it, and I think that the takeaway from this is. Is that I think when you hear about writers, writers, you can write anywhere. You can do, you know, actually, no, I really believe, yeah, I do think you can write anywhere. And in a pinch, yes, you should.
You know,
be able
a coffee
to write
shop,
anywhere.
Whatever.
Right. But honestly, I do believe that writers should have some kind of space, some kind of isolated.
That's theirs.
It's a sacred space. It's, you know, it's like a Highlander. You know, you could.
Well, you've got everything arranged for less, you know, to keep the distractions to a minimum.
You know where everything is. You know where to go for resources, and you just feel like, especially if you've got a partner involved, you have easy access to them as well. You okay over there, Valentine?
Yeah, we're just picking cat fur off the microphone. That's never going to go away.
No, that never is. Writers. Off the clock. So what do you want to do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I don't know.
No idea.
So
that still makes me laugh. I'm amused by myself.
Makes you smile. So the other thing that we've been doing around the house, we probably should spend a little more time in the opening talking a little bit about DIY, but believe it or not, we want to try to keep this one short.
So we can get it out.
And actually, with the new setup, it's kind of nice because not only can I make eye contact with you, I'm not side-eyeing the clock to see where we are. I can actually go, oh, this is great. I can actually keep track of the time. Fantastic. So the other bit of DIY that we've been doing has been... We readjusted the man cave down here in Casa de Morris, and we now have the elliptical And it's on the other side of the man cave, right outside our studio. And it's facing this one wall that, you know, that it's one of the outer walls of the studio. And we decided, you know, this outer wall, instead of having a sign that nobody sees that says on the air, although it's kind of cool to have, we should put a flat screen TV here. And that way we can get elliptical and we'll exercise. And of course Pip was like, well, how do we get programming on there? And only like a month or two before then, we had seen my brother fiddle around with Chromecast. So we're now Chromecasting to this flat screen TV, and it's
working out really
well. We're still doing our ellipticaling.
There's enough apps on the Google Chrome that we can find something. I mean, HBO Go or Netflix or, you know.
Yeah. And some of the stuff we've been catching up with has been absolutely phenomenal. But I think with the stuff that with even the accidental stuff that we've discovered that makes us go, wow, okay, I would not have thought about watching that. there was one show in particular. One standout show in particular that we wanted to bring up.
Well, it's called Sense8.
Yeah. That's SENS, and then the number 8. Now, yeah, I know, Benedict.
I know, it's an amazing show.
It's an amazing show, Benedict. No cats. But
no, there aren't.
But what a cast. What a cast. So go ahead and talk a little bit about Sense8.
So Sense8 is a Netflix original. It is indeed. It is written by the Wachowskis and J. Michael Straczynski, who is of Babylon 5. And it is a mind-bending show. It took a work out what was going on at first.
You see, this is the thing that's been sort of the niggle with some people that have really been bothering me. A lot of people have been saying, oh, well, it starts slow, but then, man, it really kicks into overdrive. Honestly, True Detective has been slow. I mean painstakingly
slow. You mean the second season?
Second season has been painstakingly slow. I feel like pubic hair has been removed one at a time with rusty tweezers with True Detective. But I stuck with it because it's True Detective. Sense8 had me, boom, right on the
first
episode.
Straight off the go.
Right off the go. Okay, so first I'm just going to run down. The first thing that's really mind-bending about this show is you can say without a doubt that when they say it's shot on location, the location is the Earth.
The world.
The world. Because holy cow.
It's in India. It's in Germany.
Okay. India. Germany.
Iceland.
Iceland. Uganda? Somewhere in Africa.
Kenya.
Mexico.
London. There was a bit in London.
There's a bit in London.
Chicago.
San Francisco. Okay, so let me run down the cast. Bay Dona. I hope I'm getting these names right too. Bay Dona. She plays Sun. She's in South Korea. South Korea. That's another.
Oh yeah, sorry, I missed that.
Max Reimelt. He plays Wolfgang.
And he's in Germany.
Tuppence Middleton. I have a crush on Tuppence.
Has there ever been a name that is more English than Tuppence?
And she's the Icelandic one.
And she's the Icelandic one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh man, she's so darn cute. And then there's Amin. He plays Cepheus. He's the guy that made me smile.
Van Damme always comes back.
He's a fun dude. Brian J. Smith, I didn't realize about him until I looked him up on IMDb. Brian J. Smith, he was the lead. He was actually the first person you see in Stargate Universe. He's the young soldier that comes through the gate first and is looking around in Destiny when you get there. So I loved him in SGU, and he was terrific in this.
And he's a Chicago cop, right?
Yes, he's the Chicago cop. Then you have Miguel Angel Silvestri. He plays Lito.
Lito
is the Antonio Banderas of the group. He is the actor. We'll talk about him in a second. We'll talk about his character in a second. Jamie Clayton, she fascinated me. She fascinated me because she's transgender.
What's her character's name?
Nomi.
Nomi, that's Nomi. Right. Yeah, Nomi.
And she... I'm trying to think of how... What fascinated me was that you're like, okay, this is the transgender character. It's something that conservative America would probably stress out about, but you know what? This was awesome. I mean,
her character's pretty compelling, actually.
It was an incredibly compelling character. And then finally, rounding it off, another cutie pie, Tana Desai. Desai? Desai. Desai. She is, wow, they did, okay. You're killing me here, Google. They list her not as her character name, but as Mumbai pharmacist. She has
what?
A name. Yeah, I don't get that. Hang on a minute. I'll find it out.
She was...
Hang on. I'll find out. To IMDb. Let's see. So yeah. I mean, no, she was great. Freyma Eigman. I know I butchered her name. And Daryl Hannah shows up in this.
Daryl Hannah's right in the very beginning of it, actually. Yeah.
Kala.
Oh,
not Mumbai pharmacist. Kala. Jeez.
Great.
Thanks, Google.
So that's all of them?
That was that. Well, there was a lot. But that's the thing.
So there's eight main characters.
That was the thing. There's eight main characters. There are they all have varying backgrounds. They all have different talents.
Problems.
Skills. And then you've got all these people that are the supporting characters are just as compelling. There's not one. Well, okay, I'm going to get to that one weak link. But there's not one weak link in the supporting characters felt like actual like mainstream characters.
Yes.
You had Naveen Andrews, who was playing Jonas.
Oh yes, from Lost.
You had Terrence Mann, who was Mr. Whispers.
Ooh.
You had Daryl Hannah as Angel. You had Freema Agman as Amanita, as Nita. I mean, What a stunning.
So we haven't
cast.
Actually talked about the premise.
Right. So
the Vegas basic premise is these eight people start connecting with each other over the miles. They start seeing each other, getting glimpses of each other's lives, talking to each other across the miles.
Feeling their emotions.
Feeling
as well.
Their emotions, all sorts of things. And it starts to... At the beginning, they're trying to figure out what's going on and is this real? Am I
just
hallucinating?
As you are. Just yes. As you are, yeah.
Like, am I going crazy? There's a great one where the Icelandic DJ and the Chicago cop figure out and confirm that it's not a hallucination, and how they do it is pretty clear.
Yeah, no spoilers.
No spoilers on that. But I don't know.
12 solid episodes. I mean,
there's not a bad
just,
one. In
just the... just rock solid. And I know people have been saying, "Oh, it starts slow." Try watching True Detective season 2, then come back to me and talk to me about slow.
Well, I think
starts.
It's. I mean, it is really all about the characters.
It unfolds.
Yes.
That's the thing. This is totally character driven. Mm-hmm. And how the Wachowskis and Ms. Straczynski pitched this to Netflix.
Well, apparently the story goes that much like Babylon 5, they have 5 years of this planned out.
Yeah,
so hopefully they get their 5 years, because it'd be intriguing. Where they left it is a nice, interesting spot where lots of things could happen.
And I guess when I talk about, when I kept saying fascinating over and over again about Nomi's plot line and the actress playing Nomi, is because being very Southern white kid, I'm watching a lot of stuff unfold in Sense8 that I have never seen before. And there's a part of me that was like, you know, I'm waiting to start feeling uncomfortable, but I'm not, because I care so much about all of
these
characters.
I think that's the really beautiful thing about the story, is that these are different. There are people that maybe you identify with, like the cop in Chicago more, but then you're also getting the experience of a woman in India and a transgender woman in San Francisco. So I liked the world. You know, it's not just an American story.
It made the world feel a little smaller.
Yeah. But it was very beautiful.
I can honestly say, as I know, as people love what the Wachowskis do. They love what J. Michael Straczynski do. These two guys and one woman together, they created something that I think just upped the game level.
Yeah.
Solid writing, solid direction, solid casting, and so the weak link. Okay, the one not giving away any spoilers. The one plot line that I was going, all right, where are they going with this? Was Miguel Angel Silvestri's character
Lito?
Lito is the actor.
Now here we go, because I feel like you.
I knew people like Lito.
Yeah,
and he was working on my final nerve. I'm like,
you self-obsessed
prima donna. You are, you know,
Actors like you remind me of why I got out of the business and got into writing.
Yes.
Because there are no prima donnas in writing.
Well, they
None
are.
None but- whatsoever.
Seriously, Lana, call Kenny Loggins because you're in the danger zone.
But what I was going to say was that...
They're a little less in your face.
Yeah. But the thing about Leto's plotline, I kept asking myself, where are they going with this? And every time he would come on, I'd be like, okay. And the way he fit in this entire dynamic machine of these eight people blew my mind. I didn't see it coming. I absolutely adored it.
Yeah.
And by the end, I just thought the world of Leto. I just thought he was a great guy. His plot line, I thought I'd figured out. I thought it was a little trite. And then yeah. I was like, oh, I'm wrong.
Yeah, it took some serious left turn there that was nice to see.
It was really nice to see. Really refreshing to see.
Yeah.
And I want to say something critical, something to diminish the schmooze fest that we're having right now over this, but I can't. It was really the music. Oh man, the music they chose.
Have they released that?
Well, they've got a channel on Spotify. I notice the Sensate.
Yeah, each of the characters has their own
playlist or something like that.
Now I'm going to ask you. I'm going to put you on the spot. If you had to pick one character, who was your favorite character?
Oh jeez. Oh, don't do that. Well.
If you had to pick one that was well written, well acted, and you felt compelled,
man, I kind of feel partial to Max Rimmel, Wolfgang.
Wolfgang,
but that's because
he's a badass.
That's because he's well. No, it's because he liked my comment on Facebook when I went to his page.
You are so easy.
I am. I'm easy like Sunday morning. I mean, Max is a pretty bad. Max is pretty badass, and I got a kick out of this. Is not really a spoiler, but it's kind of, it was just very cool. He and his buddy had this thing about Conan.
Yes.
And throughout the entire thing, they were saying to each other, "What is best in life?" You know.
That was cool. And there were some interesting pop culture references. So Wolfgang had Conan, and Cafius had this thing about Van Damme.
Oh yeah. So and what? And I'm assuming this is a thing
in Kenya.
But you know they bus people out from the wilderness into town, and each of the buses have a theme.
Like they had Batvan,
and Batvan was the other one, but he was Van Damme, and it had a painting of the famous pose with Van Damme
with
doing
his legs spread. On the roof.
Why not? I'm sure.
Cavius is a mean driver. He's pretty.
Yeah.
He's pretty nimble.
But
he should be driving for James Bond.
No kidding. So should Max. But yeah, I mean, everybody just had something. They had a skill, and it was the that's all I can tell you. That's all I can tell you without getting.
And they can share
away.
The skills.
And they can share the skills. And I cannot recommend this show highly enough. It's Sense8.
Netflix.
And you know what? If you don't have Netflix, why don't you? Because
it's cheap. It's cheap as chips.
It's cheap as chips. And look on the bright side. If you get Netflix and you get Sense8, you will also get our boy Frank Underwood. You know, Frank and Claire.
There's a lot of great stuff on Netflix.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's Daredevil on Netflix. We talked about Daredevil on Netflix.
There's Attack on Titan.
There's Attack on Titan, which is totally effed up. We're going to talk about Attack on Titan later, probably, if you start watching it. But yeah, I mean, come on. It's worth it. It's worth it for Sense8.
Can I just say my favorite quote, and I'm not going to spoil it with anyone, but...
Oh, I know which one.
I love that woman.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that another
name? More than sharks love blood.
Well, that's my favorite.
That's your favorite quote. My favorite quote was, "We had sex. It was very special."
And we'll just, we're going to leave it at that. All right.
How are we clocking in for time?
40 minutes.
Woohoo! Okay.
40 minutes.
Well, we never get under half an hour.
No, but I think most of that was 20 minutes talking about DIY and 20 minutes gushing about Sense8.
Well, from a writing point of view, it's worth gushing.
Oh,
about.
Absolutely. So now, something else that since I've got my back to the
Oh,
door,
I'm in charge of this now.
You're in charge of the board.
I'm in charge of the appearances. So next week, 31st of July to the 2nd of August, we're going to be in New York, New York at the Writers Digest Convention. where we will be talking on the Saturday about social media. We are doing steampunk, the glorious world of steampunk, with you, me, and Stephen Harper Pizzicus. Pizzicus? I don't know how to say his last name.
Well, you're the one in front of the screen, so you're good.
Pizzicus. I don't know. Stephen, you'll have to correct me when you see me next week. We are talking about steampunk with Stephen, and we haven't seen Stephen since Detroit.
That's right. He was one of the authors that we met in Detroit at the event that was called Up in the Ether. It is now possibly going to be called Steamtopia if they ever get back off the ground.
That's kind of sad. But anyway, it'll be cool to catch up with Stephen. And yeah, that's going to be on the Sunday, and then we're heading on back. Then in September, I don't know if you're a member of the Maryland Romance Writers, then we are going to be talking about social media in September with them. And then the last thing we've got on our books is Steampunk Unlimited, and that's the 16th to the 18th of October.
So if it isn't something on social media, it's something on steampunk. And if you haven't
See the theme?
Yeah, I know. And if you haven't attended the Steampunk Unlimited, It is worth it. Because
Strasburg, Pennsylvania.
I mean, you're surrounded by trains and people punked out. I mean,
and Amish people.
And Amish people.
Not just stuff.
Amish stuff.
Amish stuff.
And, yeah. You can't go wrong with that. It's absolutely fantastic. Fantastic event. So,
So what are we working on?
What we're working on. Well,
we're done with the social media book apart from promoting it, because
social media books is out and done. And right now they're laying it out. We are working on book 5 of the Ministry of Peculiar Occurrences. We're just right now calling it the Adventure in India.
Adventures in India.
We're already getting a list together for Suna Dasi. We're going to be like, okay, Suna, as soon as you can, get on Skype. We're going to talk. We're going to talk. You're going to educate the two white people here.
Because we don't want to get it wrong.
We don't want to get it wrong.
So we're doing that. What do we want to talk about the other project we're starting together?
I'm going to let you talk about it because you're the one that pulled me into this. And I don't mean that in a bad way.
That happened with the ministry as well.
So
let's just say that I pull you into good stuff.
And you know, that's true. True. I mean, come on. You pulled me into the ministry. There's no way this could possibly end badly.
Hey. I resemble that remark.
Okay.
We're doing an epic fantasy. The series title is tentatively The Blood Road. It's going to be dark magic and conspiracies and all sorts of fun stuff. And we've got some characters that seem to be emerging that seem like fun to write.
So far,
no one's dead yet. But we're only 3 chapters in. So.
Oh no! Somebody is dead.
Oh yeah, someone is dead.
Somebody's already dead.
Actually, a couple of people are already dead. Sorry, we take it back.
Got a whole bunch of dead people in the opening chapter.
I take it back.
Yeah,
it's a massacre. Hence the Blood Road. So we're doing that. We're doing the ministry book.
Oh, and we just approved a brand new supplement.
Oh yes, that's right.
For the ministry initiative.
It
was like Nefarious Rogues and Villains, something along those lines.
Yeah, it's basically the villain supplement to the ministry. So and apparently that one should be out in August, Brandon was saying.
It looks great. They basically
Pictures of automatons. That was in the gear book.
Yeah. No. This is going to have automatons because they're talking about
seen the pictures yet.
We haven't seen any of the artwork yet, but the entire supplement is done from the point of view of dossiers written up by the Illuminati.
Yes.
I mean, they put some thought into
this.
It just looks great, sounds great. We threw in a few minor tweaks, but for the most part, yeah, if you want to play a villain in the ministry initiative,
you can even use them in your design.
That's
true.
Oh, and speaking of gaming, want to throw a quick shout out to Inroads Ministries. You can follow the link in the show notes. Inroads Ministries, Mike Perna, it was his vehicle, and he just recently did something called Tavern Con, which we donated some books to, and from what Mike Perna was telling me, not only was Tavern Con a huge hit for the Inroads Ministries,
They're already planning for next year. There are other churches that are inviting them to come in and do gaming sessions at their church.
The deuce you say.
The deuce I say, indeed. And the two sets, we sent them two sets. One of the, and each set had the protocol and the initiative together. And from what I found out, one of those sets went into the Inroads Ministries library.
Uh-huh.
So we're in their game library with, amongst other games like, you know, D&D and Grups and another faith-based game, GURPS, and faith-based games like that. The other one, the other set, apparently went to somebody who, when she found out that we were offering the ministry initiative and the ministry protocol mm-hmm. autographed, apparently this person bought a heck of a lot of tickets because that was the prize she wanted.
Aww.
So Mike told me today, he said, you're going to be happy to know it went to a fan.
Yeah.
So that was very cool. And so I wanted to do a quick shout out for that.
Did I tell you, I told you about the other fan thing we had happen.
No, what was that?
Apparently, I found out I was talking to the designer of the book covers.
Oh, yeah.
For the ministry. And he was saying that the lovely lady who was indeed on four covers for our ministry books apparently is no longer doing modeling. However, she will come back and do ministry books because her mum likes it. Her mum gets a kick out of seeing her daughter on the cover.
Has her mum read the books?
I presume so. But
nice to know that you're loved, isn't it?
Yes,
nice to know you're loved. Yes, nice yes, to know yes, you're yes. loved.
Also, oh, I think she looks great.
And speaking of love, I think we should also give a lot of love right now to our fans, to everybody who's bought a copy of The Diamond Conspiracy out now at...
Oh, that's right.
Because
we ended up on this list.
We ended up on the Locus bestseller
list. Like months after the book came out.
That's unheard of.
Whatever you're doing out there, guys.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah. Okay, so everybody who helped us, who bought a book in the past month, buy another one and give it to a friend, please, by
Let's
all
do
means.
Do that again. Do it again. In fact, we like hanging out with George R. Martin.
Yeah. In fact, if you buy two books of each, if you buy two more Diamond Conspiracies and you give them to two different friends, not only are you giving out two books, but you're actually probably pushing us up from the number 10 position to number 5.
Yeah.
So give it a shot. Why not? But no, seriously, thank you very much for showing your support in the Ministry of Peculiar Occurrences and with the Diamond Conspiracy.
And I'm going to say that next month we'll probably have some news on that front.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be talking about some ministry developments coming soon, okay? So until then, hey, you know where to find us, 703-791-1701. If you've got a workspace and you want to share it with us, by all means,
take a picture.
Send it to us over at t@tmorris.com or at
pip@pjballantine.com.
And you can also send us feedback there as well. We've also got Facebook pages, Twitter pages. We've
Instagram
got
pages.
Instagram
Tumblr.
Pages.
I feel like we're in Aliens. We got sharp sticks.
I need to get that drop in here pronto. So until that next time, yeah, we're getting back on schedule, but we're back on schedule. So enjoy the ride.
We'll catch you later.